It's real simple. I want you to take a moment. And I want you to look each other in the eyes. I want you to put each other in your hearts forever. Because forever is about to happen here in just a few minutes.
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Kim Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.
Well, look at you.
All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here, Hammer. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Play was powerful. This is a no-win situation.
Kirkland, and I'm on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson, and I do want to have his baby.
Hi, good morning, everyone. This is Brian Hammer Jackson from the Anarchy Network. Today is supposed to be Financial Business Friday, and we're supposed to talk about everything financial, from mortgage and to banking and to investment and to financial planners and to a lot of things that have to do with financial stuff. We've been working all week. We have 6 or 7 different shows going on, so it's really hard to do this. The information that we're getting is still gathering, so we're going to go to do the show anyway. If you are a small business and you want to come on, you know the number. Give us a call at 646-595-3032. Come on the air. Give us a shout-out. Let us know what kind of business you have. It's free to you, and it's a service to you. And we're hoping that you use the service. We have a listenership of well over, I don't want to keep on saying it, but we're getting close to 500,000, 477,000. So if you are a business and you want other people to know that you're out there, this is your tool, this is your chance to come on the air and let me know what your business is. If you don't, we're going to go on with our show, and it's your loss. Oh, I got to work on that personal thing again. I'm in this program called the Niceness Program, you know, and I'm trying to be nice. Good morning, Carrie. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. So we're at financial.
You know, in order for the niceness program to work, you have to have somebody else run the program besides you, right?
Well, true.
I mean, you know, if you set the criteria.
I set the bar, and it's a very low bar.
He has a point.
I am trying. You know my philosophy. You know.
Oh, I know. I'm just giving you a hard time.
My philosophy is this. You know, there's two types of people in the world. Business people and customers. Business people want to run a business. And we say that we're a tool. And I'm serious. It's my philosophy. We're a tool. If you don't use us, you're a moron. Okay, well, I got to go back to class. But still.
Right. I forgot.
I'm still in step one. I can't get that cookie. But it's true. I mean, Carrie Brooks if this was a tool for you to come on and say, you know what, I've been this social media stuff, I've been this, we have a listenership well over 475,000, you have a business, it's not going to cost you anything. And I say, you know, come on, tell me about your business. What are you going to do?
I'm going to call in and talk to you about my business.
I will call in me if I'm listening to my radio show or any radio shows, and they say, come on, call in, talk about your business. I'm calling in everywhere because I have a business. It's not costing me anything. Or they rather just pay Facebook an extra, what, $15 a month? So when you post your business that nobody really cares about and not going to really pay attention to you, fine. Or I think people are accustomed to paying for things. You can do a lot of things. I've been on, this week has been Angry Brian week.
You've been on a roll.
I've been on a roll this week, and it's a frustrating week. See, I'm not in a hand-holding business. I'm not in a nice business. Come on. I'm not in that kind of business like what we can do for you. You know what we can do for you, morons. Okay. People.
Ryan?
Yes, Kelly. Here's where I get scolded. Yes.
We don't call people morons.
Okay. Customers?
There you go.
Okay.
Better, much better choice.
Kelly sends me to the corner.
And you end up there more than you would think.
I love it. And you can always tell when she sends me to the corner because she'll go, Brian, with that low voice and that principal-like thing.
Principal-like? Isn't it more like your mother? Come
well,
on.
Well, no. It feels like, you know, when you go to the principal, you know you're in trouble. And the principal rarely raises his voice to you. They just say, I know you're a moron because you've been sent to my office. I got things to do. Now I have to deal with you. I know the speech.
Well, I never had that problem, so I wouldn't know what it's like.
Oh, trust me. It's like if I know I heard, it could be a terrible thing. I consider the principal's office
my secondary.
Is that one of those
things you were supposed to believe that you never went there?
Oh, my God. It was, like I said, I consider it my second period class.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
When you didn't show up, they probably wondered, what'd you do, cut school that day?
That happened to me. That did happen. I got tired of being sent to the principal's office. I knew where it was. And then I didn't show up. I said, I'm not going to show up. So I hid in the baseball field eating my lunch. I figured I could blend in with the rest of the kids. And they came looking for me. It wasn't hard to spot me. I was the only black kid in school.
Kind of stuck out like a sore thumb, huh?
I kind of did. They found me. All right, everybody, we're going to go with Business Week, and here's what we do. We're looking for, well, we're not looking for, if you are a business, we don't have to plead with you. We're not going to hold your hand. We're not going to sell ourselves. Hell, we got credibility. What we're going to do is invite you as our guests to come on our show and to promote your business. And we have been successful doing it. We have had businesses very successful in promoting and letting people know they're out there, and we provide a good service. Not that we provide a good service. They provide a good service because they do have great products. I can go with people like Max Ivy with Midway Marketplace. I can go with people like Lonnie Taylor with her book, What's the Best Can Happen. I can go with Sassy Boutique with a Z. This is a lady who makes handmade garments, items. I mean, she sent me a tutu that was just fantastic. Not for me, for my girlfriend's granddaughter. It was handmade, fantastic. It came with a wand, came with a crown. She was like Princess Di.
Have you taken a picture yet?
I haven't. haven't had the baby. You know, we were supposed to babysit the baby this Saturday because they're going to Vegas. And my girlfriend had to work, so they didn't want to leave the baby with me because they wanted to leave it with a responsible adult. So I'm thinking that was a scam.
That was a good choice.
I think so. That's the most important decision they made as a parent so far. But
they need to be commended for that.
You're not really selling me that good, Carrie.
Oh, darn. Is that what I'm doing? Sorry.
Well, the baby's supposed to come this weekend, and I can't wait. I have it. I have the tutu in a hanger waiting for the baby. My girlfriend loved the tutu. She's still, I haven't seen her smile like that since I left the house for about 3-4 days. This is not going well for me, is it?
No.
Okay.
See, look, you're doing it too.
I know. I just can't help it. I'm going to get on a bandwagon and slam me. It's fun.
Yeah.
I've been missing out.
Don't know that.
Woo!
Brightens up my day every day anyway. Oh.
I know. I want to thank our guests all week. And I'm glad Kelly Corbin is here, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly Corbin, the executive producer, one of the best I know around, and she does a great job. And Carrie Brooks, who is also a film producer in her right, a web series, Magical, is now playing on Anarchy Theater. And she's working in many other projects, and she's in demand as far as editing and projects, and people go to her for consultation regarding film. She's very knowledgeable, Carrie Brooks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, so, you know, somehow that doesn't quite seem fair. You know, you gave me a really good review, and I don't do that for you.
No, you don't. You just talk how you feel. Can't fault you for that.
Maybe I need to visit your Be Nice school.
Well, you won't be able to get in. I'm the only guy there, and I'm lonely. Trust me, you wouldn't want to be there. I don't want to be there. I just have to show up. I get credit. I want to thank our guests, the following guests we had all week. I don't get a chance to do that. I'm going to start doing that. Starting Monday, I'm glad Carrie is here. I'm glad Kelly is here. We have so many guests, beautiful guests. Starting Monday with Movie Madness, I want to thank Carrie Brooks.
What?
I'm trying to remember who was our guest Monday. I don't think we had a guest Monday, did we?
Yeah, we did. We had whoever's doing the Indiegogo or Kickstarter.
Oh, that's right. Gil O'Brien?
Gil O'Brien, yeah.
I want to thank Gil O'Brien. I wonder how his campaign is doing. I can check right now. He had 6 days. I want to thank Gil O'Brien for coming on. And he has a fundraiser. He's doing a Kickstarter campaign. And, Kelly, is there any way that you can go to actorsbreakdown.com for me, please? Hit the blog, and he should be there. It'll have his fundraiser thing and how's he doing and if it's up. And we have somebody else coming in. 818, I'm coming to you. 441, I'm coming to you right away. Welcome. You're going to be talking on the Anarchy Network with Brian Hammer Jackson along with Carrie Brooks and Kelly Corbin. Oops, you just left. I don't blame you.
You mean you cut him off before we even got to find
out
where
they were? They left. They'll come back. They always do.
Brian, they have 38 hours left, and they only have $625 raised of the $2,000. This is Kickstarter, so they won't get the money.
Wait a minute. So 38 hours left, Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
And how much did they gain since they've been on the show? Let's be honest, because we haven't.
None.
It seems
it's the same. It's
wow.
The same price.
This is going to be the first time we ever failed. We're usually 8 by 8. When people come on with the fundraiser, we're usually hitting it. This might be a good task for us. They have 36 hours to meet their goal. What do you think, Kelly? This is 38 hours. They're counting on us. They came on the show. Can we do it?
Sure we can.
What is it, water? Yeah.
Wow. You really? That's a big order, Kelly. All right, everybody. We got 38 hours. I'll tell you what. Let's sweeten the deal here. We promised this young filmmaker, his name is Gil O'Brien. Please go to actorsbreakdown.com, hit the blog. Is it listed under Gil O'Brien, Kelly? What is it listed under in the blog?
The Final Table.
The Final Table. Go to actorsbreakdown.com, hit blog, go to The Final Table. You could hear the young man. You could see his vision. You could see the campaign. Just hit the link. You've gone his campaign. He's a great guy. You can go to the archives, listen to a story. The reason they come on the show is because not only do they talk about their project, but you hear the heart of the producer and the heart of the businessman. Please support this guy. If you support him, here's what I'm going to do. If you support him by any kind of, what I don't want to say donations, what do you call it, contributions? If you support him and you do any kind of contributions, I will be at your service. Anything you want that I can provide, I would do. You want to see me in a tutu? You got it. It'll be tutu much for you.
That's very true.
Oh, Carrie, like you would not want to see it and put it up as a humiliation picture and put it on your Facebook. Look at this guy.
Yeah, this is who I work with. Oh, no wonder.
That's right. I don't look like no Brian the Hammer. I look like Brian the Sickle. Okay. But whether you want advertising, whether you want to come on a show for an infomercial for 15 minutes, 20 minutes in the second half of our show to get publicity and spot, you know, whatever you want to do, I will give you that time. If you do give him a contribution, $5, $10, $20, just to support the guy. We support actors and we support producers. This will be the first time we failed if that doesn't happen, and we do not fail. We got 36 hours. Again, actorsbreakdown.com, go to the blog, go to the long table. Please support our indie artists. Let's see what we can do, Kelly. We'll do our best. We have done miracles.
Okay.
All right. We will not fail Gil. All right, you know, one of our favorite guys is probably going to come in, and his name is Max Ivey. And he always comes in and talks about his fantastic adventures and good fortune linked to the show. He is a very smart, intelligent man because he knows we are a portal of a lot of people. He got a lot of attention being on the show. Am I correct, people?
Yes.
Yes,
he
did.
Yes.
And we could do the same for you. I'm trying to be nice. I think a lot of people need us. I think a lot of people are lazy. I think a lot of people are morons. I think a lot of people... Am I helping our situation yet?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Kind of going downhill from here, I think.
That's the ticket.
Where is Max? Max, come help us.
Yeah, help us. But what I'm
Get
trying to
out
say
out
is... I've been on a roll a week. What I'm trying to say is, seriously... I'm not going to sell myself to you. Anarchy's not going to sell themselves to you. We are a service, and we have a good service, and we are dedicated to help smart producers, directors, and business people. We get the word out there. We get it out there. We get your name out. That's what we do. Now, if you don't want that, I understand. Put up a kitty that dances on Facebook. Well, okay, that went well. Well, you know what? I'm tired. We got a good service. I'm not in customer service. Kelly is. I'm not in post production. Carrie is. I am a tool to really support you. That's what I do. I will not hold your hand, will not pat your bottom, I will not feed you cookies. I will sell your business. I will say who you are. I will respect your business. I will be grateful that you are using us as a platform because that's why we're doing the show. If we didn't do a show for, it wouldn't be Brian the Hammer and we're doing Independent and Financial Business Week. That would be, hey, listen to Brian the Hammer and I'll put in a camera and it'll be a reality show and you can watch my dog scratch his balls.
Yeah, and that's something I want to do.
Well, you know, you're not a pet lover.
Well, I am, but that still isn't something that I want to see.
Speaking of that, what's a transition to right to that? Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
Was listening to, you know, Kris Jenner has a new show coming out on Fox July 14th, don't you?
On Fox? Oh, my God.
On Fox. She has a talk show coming out on Fox.
Did you see the story, though, that she's having a hard time getting A-list celebrities to come on the show?
Because she's a joke. Is she really?
Yeah, exactly.
Is she really?
Yep. Yep.
Well, you know, what's funny is that she was talking about that. And so they were talking about the Kardashians. And guess what? You guys are those crazy Kardashians. There's a new, they have an opening segment of their next something with the Kardashians, that reality show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to give you a sneak peek, what you can expect. What you can expect is, I don't know who the kids are, the one that's married. I mean, they have all these Ks. Khloe's, not Khloe. Khloe's married to Lamar, I guess. There's a Courtney.
Courtney.
I think Courtney is a disgusting one. Because the last time we were listening to Courtney, she was telling about how the smell of her vagina. Do you remember that segment?
Well,
I saw the previews. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, she was talking about the stench that came from her vagina.
Okay.
And then, well, hey, don't blame me. This is their show. I'm not going, don't say, oh, come on, Brian. I'm talking, this is their show. Am I right, Kelly? Help me out.
Yeah,
here.
You're right. I saw it. I couldn't believe it myself. I saw it. The
Thank
previews,
you.
I mean.
Yeah. And then at the end, Khloe, I guess, was smiling, going, my vagina smells like roses. Am I correct? I'm not making this up.
Well, you know, I don't watch them ever, so I would have no idea what you're talking about. So,
well, I'm just trying to tell you, that's reality show.
I don't ever watch it.
How low do we have to go so we can tune in on the Kardashians and we can hear them talk about the smell of their vaginas? But you thought you hit rock bottom there. You want to hear what they upped it? They really upgraded it. You know what they're going to be talking about on their next season show, opening season.
This isn't about the one where Kim's going to eat her placenta.
No, that's another one.
Oh, God.
This is even up that one.
Oh, jeez.
Excuse me.
Can't be.
Oh, this ups it. Those crazy Kardashians.
That's not crazy. Well, that's just freaking disgusting.
Well, get the next episode, the opening episode of next season, I guess it's Courtney and she's married to another guy. I don't know these people. They're going to be talking about anal and how safe it is for him to go in her back door. They're going to talk about this. They're going to talk about the smell of anal and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's just disgusting.
That's their season opener about how safe it is to go do anal. And they asked Kris about this, and she just giggled, those crazy kids. They don't know. They just, the shame meter, since we've been introduced to the Kardashian, the shame meter, S-H-A-M-E, has been moved way over what is acceptable. You know what I mean? Eating a kid's placenta.
Who thinks that's acceptable, and how are they getting by with it?
Ratings.
Right.
Ratings.
Really?
So if they're getting big ratings, that tells me people think it's acceptable.
That's disgusting.
And so we have went from that. I mean, the shame meter has just went over. I mean, I don't know any decent woman. You know, when you say eating the placenta, I understand that there's the blood for the stem cells. I understand that, Kelly. You know, a lot of people are now taking the blood of the placenta. And
well, yeah, it's to make herself, it's supposed to be some youth rejuvenator.
Really?
I don't understand. Yeah.
Wasn't that new to me?
Something that somebody just came up with in one of the horror movies to make you think that?
It could be, because, see, I know a lot of people were saving the placenta, the blood of the placenta, and they will use it for stem cell research for further on down the line, just in case you needed to need some kind of transfusion or something like that, and this medical science, and that this is good blood for you to rejuvenate certain things. I can understand it for stem cell research.
Yeah.
I have never heard of a cannibal saying, I'm going to eat my baby's placenta.
Apparently that's the thing to do in Hollywood.
The whole baby, what the hell?
And you know what also gets to me, and yet you're saying Hollywood, and it pisses me off. I watch TV. When I was a kid.
The thing said. The article I read.
And there's another thing that pissed me off. There was this, when I was going to school, there were things called Bel Air, Malibu. You guys heard of the city Malibu in Los Angeles, you know, California?
Yeah.
Apparently, if you're hip, it's not called Malibu. Oh, my God, that's gauche. That's, you're a visitor. You're an alien if you say Malibu. You got to be hip. You got to be Hollywood. You know what you call it?
No.
It's called the Boo. We're going to go to the Boo. These
really?
People, yeah, they call it the Boo. B-U. You don't call it Malibu anymore. It has to be such a socialite city that we're just going to call it, oh, you're heading to the Boo. That's the new socialite name for it now, for those hot, those snobbish people up there. How does that play in the Midwest, Kelly?
Pretty funny, actually.
It's kind of ridiculous, isn't it?
What do you think?
Oh, my God.
But
what do you think,
Carrie? That's another trend that the Kardashians brought in, shortening every word, going on the vacay and the fam and all those words that they made up.
Well, what they do, forget any school so they don't know how to talk?
Exactly.
Well, it's a new text talk. It's the shortening everything for text and tweeting.
Yeah, they're going to go for the Boo and the vacate. Let's take a vacate. Basically, you're morons. Since we didn't have a chance to...
Do we have any callers at all?
I'm sorry?
I said, do we have any callers at all today?
Actually,
I'm sorry,
no.
I mean, it's like...
Actually, we don't.
Is this
actually,
Friday?
We don't.
Where's Max?
They'll be coming, but listen. The phones are working. Apparently, I'm not number one on Fridays anymore. I was number one when I was giving shit away.
Well.
But you know what, Kelly? Carrie?
What?
I'll tell you what, little girl. We are still number one. You know, here's what I'm trying to say. Now, come here and sit by Uncle Hammer.
God.
I'll tell you a little
careful.
Story. Don't,
don't sit there. I don't want to be in the headlines. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you a story. On Friday, if we don't have guests, it doesn't matter because we have a show. If guests don't show up and they want to promote their business, it doesn't matter. We don't get a percentage of their business. We're doing a service for them. And I look at this and I say, oh, okay, we got more time to do what I want to do because this is not about their show. We're just a tool to help them. If they have a business that they want to come out, we provide the service. If they don't want to, we're not going to force that business. We're not going to do it. Oh, by the way, before I forget, the lady who did the tutus, her name is Linda Sams. Linda Sams now has a fundraising thing on Kickstarter. What she's trying to do is make bibs. So if you want to contact Linda Sams, and I think she does excellent work, again, made in USA, support the USA product, go to Sassy Lady with a Z. That's L-A-D apostrophe Z boutique on Facebook. Get in touch with Linda Sams. It's a Sams, I'm sorry. S-A-M-S, Kelly?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And support her in her fundraising efforts on Kickstarter, because she's expanding and she needs a little help. And she does great
right.
work. Again, if you, I'm sorry?
She's adding a line in addition to her quilts and the tutus, right? She's adding bibs?
She sure is.
Cool.
She sure is. She's expanding. She does great work, handcrafted, all by hand. I mean, when was an American ever do anything by hand, except when it's in a bathroom and involves a magazine? I got to get more guys on the show.
Yeah, you do. That's tricky.
She does everything in hand. The last time anybody does anything in hand, they're usually speaking Chinese or Taiwan. This is made in America. If you want quality work, you want specialized bibs and tutus and blankets and comforters and things like that, she does it by her own self, by her own hands, and I think she gets excellent work. Satisfaction is guaranteed. It really is. If you want a happy ending, go check out Sassy Boutique. And
Sassy
Linda
Ladies
will help you.
Boutique.
Sassy Ladies Boutique. Check her out on Facebook. Get the information. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about something very interesting. I've been putting this off for the last month, and it's killing me. I got to play it. And the reason I want to play this is because we went on this is cleanup week. All the stories we didn't get to all week, we're going to try to get to them today. But you know what, Carrie? Callers do not make our show. You make our show.
Oh, no, I would.
Kelly makes our show. And I'm a very interesting guy. If you listen to me long enough, you will see a reality breakdown. That is so cool.
Actually, we could always talk about the Anarchy Network.
And that's what we're going to talk about. Thank you so much, Carrie.
Good.
Because that's one thing. We're so busy talking about other people's things that we never talk about what we're doing. And Carrie said that, and Kelly said that one time. And they said, you know, Brian, first of all, you're a putz. I go, okay, let's go past that. Okay, well, we never talk about what we're doing. I go, you know what, you're right, we don't. We don't really self-promote ourselves. And we got some very interesting things for you nice, intelligent people.
There you go. That's much better.
Yeah, much better. You don't care. You're like the counselor in my meeting. That's better. Come on. Hi, my name is Brian. Welcome, Brian. I'm in How to Be Nice meeting. Well, what did you do today? Well, I kicked the kitty. I said, hello,
back
kitty.
Back to square one.
Yeah, back to square one. All right, take a seat in the back. Okay, here's your name tag. So, I want to go over the last
You're reminding me a lot of Robin Williams these days.
Who?
Robin Williams.
Oh, really? I haven't seen him lately.
Bouncing
he
off
kind
the
of
wall
like...
and going in 50 different directions.
You know what I remind you of, Kelly? I'll tell you. And I said this to Kelly. This is when we got the biggest laugh, because Kelly will not really indulge me or anything. She doesn't want to encourage me. So, but sometimes she can't hold it. She'll laugh like you'll hear it. And it's a nice, polite laugh. Let me know that she's there. And so I was talking to Kelly, and Kelly goes, you know, sometimes you go off on these tangents. And it's like that Snickers commercial. When you go off and off, like, have a Snickers. And then I become a nice person. You're not yourself when you're hungry. So anyway, I want to thank Gil O'Brien. Please support his project. And again, actorsbreakdown.com. Hit the blog. Go to the long table. Support it. He only has 36 hours. And hopefully we can do something. And like I said, if you do something, if you donate or contribute or whatever they do, let us know you did. Come on the air. And tell me what you want me to do for that. I'll do it because I believe in his project. I believe in indie artists. And it's hard out there. It is really hard. And they have to come on my show. They have used every effort in the world. The next stop is signing their soul over to Satan. So help the artist.
And I generally win.
That's true. And we have been very successful in doing this because when you do that, that means Kelly kicks into her promotional marketing. I kick into promotional marketing. It's all over Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. We try to do everything we can. I think even Carrie kicks in.
Yes,
Carrie multi. Yeah, she does. She multitasks so many times. When I'm talking to her, it's like I can hear her fingers talking. She's talking to this guy, this guy, this guy. And she always pays, and doing all that, she pays close attention to what I'm saying because she always comes back like, huh? So I know that she's really listening. Okay, Tuesday. I want to thank our guests. Do we have a guest Tuesday?
Tuesday was, no,
we didn't. Tuesday was America in Crisis.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have a guest, but we found out, you know, that we were going over the trials, the Trayvon Martin trials that's coming up. We're talking about, the guy was found guilty Tuesday. The cop who claimed that his wife committed suicide by burning down the house and shooting herself. Well, we watched it live. Kelly and I watched it live, and he was found guilty Tuesday.
Yep.
Yeah, that was very interesting.
Exactly. So we talked about a lot of current issues. We did not have a guest on Tuesday, so I want to thank Carrie Brooks, Kelly Corbin, and myself for showing up.
Wednesday we had
Wellness Week. Very interesting guy, Mr. Snyder, Scott Snyder. Search him out on Facebook. He's a very interesting guy. We talked about OCD, bipolar, schizophrenia. I mean, we talked about all those things. I happen to call it a family reunion.
All the ones who've got a chance to talk that day.
You're dying today, Brian. How come?
Exactly. Family come in with all their voices.
Better pick up the pace here.
Well, I have to introduce everybody, so that's what we're doing. So Thursday, we went to Thursday. What was Thursday?
We had Lonnie on,
a great guest for Lonnie. I want to thank Lonnie Taylor. I almost said Anderson again. And basically we talked about haters. We did some gossip. We didn't get a chance to do a lot of gossip. I think we left off at Kris Jenner. Was the baby, is Khloe really the father of Kardashian? We left off on that. Great subject. And today is fantastic Financial Friday. That's where we are today. Now, we do have a guest coming on. His name is Chad Fisher. Chad is a comedian. I love Chad. I love his stuff. He's going to introduce us to some stuff that he's doing, some new prank stuff, and I'm a big fan of pranks. I'm sorry?
Do you ever watch Ellen?
No, I don't.
You know, one of her favorite things is to do pranks.
Oh, really?
And she just did a show. She picked a whole bunch of people, and they went to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing the shows now that they take down there. And she's out pranking people on the beach and stuff like that. You know, it's just so much fun to watch.
Oh, it is. It is. She does a great job. I love Ellen.
And you know, the other thing that she does, and this is so funny because we used to do this at the station when I worked there.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing is with them over there was to see who you could scare the worst or, you know, make them scream like a baby the most.
Oh, you are sick. You do have some sickness in you.
It wasn't just me. I mean, there was a lot more.
Oh, sure.
But it was awesome fun.
You're finding some things.
Just walk around and I'd go up, not purposely, you know, to say something to somebody, you know, and scare the living tar out. And they scream like a baby, and it's just like, what? You know, I just walked up here, so yeah, that was a lot of fun.
You do have a little devilish in you. That's kind of cool. You know, there's a speak. speaking of that, there's a new thing going on in Japan that they're very worried that is coming to the United States. And what's going on in Japan is eyeball licking. They would lick their eyeball. Mm. A stranger will come up to you and lick your eyeball.
I think not.
Yeah, it's a new thing going on in Japan. And what's been happening is that a lot of people's getting eye chlamydia from it and getting pink eye from the bacteria of somebody licking your eyeball.
Well, yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. That's a
thing. Why would you have to be close enough to lick your eyeball?
Well, apparently, you know, when you look, like, you know, you're talking to somebody, all of a sudden they lean in and just lick your eyeball.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, that's what's going on. That's a new fad. You know, I don't want anybody to get that close to me to lick my eyeball. I'd rather them just spit on me.
What's that thing called personal space? Don't they know what that is?
And yeah, Japan, do you realize that they have no more space? There's so many people. Space. I mean,
true.
Japan and China. China is paying people not to have babies. The personal space is no longer.
I
want
to go over there because I need to be paid to not have kids anymore.
Oh, gee. Exactly. They do reward you for that. Okay, so we're going to go into, I just want to say that tidbit, and I wanted to say, don't forget to watch the Kardashians, those crazy people, and you're going to hear Kourtney talk about anal with her husband. That's what you guys like. Like I said, the shame meter has just broke. There is no shame anymore on TV. Has anybody seen, there's a new series coming out, has anybody seen Hero yet? It's on TNT with The Rock. I've been seeing the previews during the basketball games and everything. It looked very interesting. Basically, it's a reality show. I don't know if you call it reality. It's a contestant
kind of
thing.
Well, it is reality. It's not real.
Hey, Brian.
Yes.
818 is back.
Oh, they have a little courage, huh? Okay.
Well, got who it is.
Let's be nice to 818. Shh, let's pretend. Let's pretend we're nice. So he doesn't go away. Shh. That'd be really nice.
Well, answer it so they don't hang up.
I will. Shh. That talks off. 818, you're live with Brian the Hammer Jackson. The Nice Show. Oh, my God. Chewy. I know, Chewy. I'm sorry, I love you. I left you at the zoo, Chewy. We're only going to be there for an hour. I'm so sorry. Welcome, Chewy. Well, that was it. Thank you, Chewy, for coming on. 818
left.
No,
Chewy.
Maybe
they just want to listen.
No, he just wants that was Chewy.
Oh.
Chewy, he's a listener. I mean, he liked the part that we brought up that he got stopped at the airport. And he wanted to give his congratulations. And what he's saying is Brian's number one.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware.
We are global, Kelly. We are global. In a galaxy far, far away.
That's what everybody's hoping anyway.
You can't pay Kerry enough for this, can you?
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Carrie has those things. You know what Carrie has? Let me tell you. And I only known Carrie for maybe a month and a half, but she doesn't have a quiet head switch. What's in her head does come out. She doesn't.
At the least opportune time.
Anyway, going back to the show. Listen, so these are stories that we haven't gotten to. There's a lot of stories we haven't gotten to. But before we go, I want to talk to you about, and I meant to play this for 818's back. Okay, hold on. Chewy? 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 Hello? Chewy, you're live. You're on the air. 818-441. Chewy?
Maybe they
just
want to listen, Brian.
I think somebody shot Chewy. All right, I'm going to put you on hold, Chewy. because you're so talkative. Okay, here's what we're going to do. I've been trying to get this story for 2 months. When the stuff was going on with the Boston bombing, there was a judge who actually, I don't know if you've seen this, heard this, but this is amazing. This is amazing. Remember, she's a judge, the law. This is what she had to say. This is truly amazing. She was telling us about her feelings, how she really felt about when the bomber got arrested, about his legal rights while he was arrested, and she just went off. You guys want to hear it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, this is really, truly amazing. Let me find this. While I find this, Carrie, maybe you can talk about what's happening with you and the network and the magical and things going on.
You can go to actorsbreakdown.com and click on Now Showing and watch The Magical, which is
there
a
you
web
go.
Series.
It's a great web series. We're launching our web series thing, and we're launching our, and we're going to talk about this again. We're launching our festival channel with original programming today, too. All right, listen to this, you guys. You tell me. Remember, she's a judge, and I think Judge, is it Janine? I think she's on Fox or Channel 9, one of those judge things court shows.
She's like mm-hmm. a Judge Judy type?
I think she's a personality that has her own court show on TV. So she's pissed off about the bomber. She's going off script. She is just telling her heartfelt feelings about this. Remember, she's a judge, and she's pissed off at the law. This is unbelievable. Here it is. Judge Janine.
In New York Harbor stands a mighty woman with a torch, beckoning the huddled masses yearning to breathe free and the wretched refuse from tempest-tossed shores to her, as she lifts her lamp beside the golden door. And they were, by all accounts, just that, a family fleeing a tyrannical government, a family seeking political asylum, the very people to whom that mighty woman holds out her welcoming torch. Hello and welcome to Justice. I'm Judge Janine Pirro. Thanks for being with us tonight. This week, as America awakens from the nightmare visited upon Boston, as many painfully start the long road to recovery, we begin to comprehend the enormity of the violence that was visited upon us. The Tsarnaev family, a father, a mother, two sons, were granted political asylum in 2002. We opened our arms to them, showered them with food and money and housing and education and all the freedoms of American citizens. And look at how they repaid. And here's how Tamerlan's mother describes her son.
But all around, he was really nice and very, like, he never rejected anyone American just because they are American.
Really? He never rejected anyone American just because they were American? After opening our arms to you, we should be grateful that you and your terrorist son didn't reject us? And listen to what this loving mother says of her 19-year-old son clinging to life.
My oldest one is killed, so I don't care. I don't care if my youngest one is going to be killed today. So I want the world to hear this. And I don't care if I am going to get killed too. Okay? And I will say Allahu Akbar.
Does that sound like a mother already devastated by the death of one son? Or a woman on her own radical jihad, willing to sacrifice yet another son in honor of their God? And get this one.
Why did they send him to the, Guantanamo or whatever? Why did they kill him?
Why didn't they send him to Guantanamo? So now you knew he was a Muslim jihadist? That you raised a Muslim jihadist? If he's innocent, why would he even need to go to Guantanamo? And get this one.
Why did I even go there? Why? I thought America is going to, like, protect us, our kids. It's going to be safe for, like, any reason. but it happened my kids just, America took my kids away from me.
Really? America took your sons from you? They killed Americans. They injured more than 200, blinded, deafened, and blew the legs and arms off of innocent civilians, turning the city of Boston into a lockdown war zone of casualties, amputees, and a future of post-traumatic stress. And America should protect you? Your sons killed us. We're the ones who needed the protection. And you ask, why did I even go there? I'll tell you why. You came to suck the fat of our land, to take our money, to educate your terrorist sons, to steal from us, to go on public assistance, to get housing and food stamps while you drive your Mercedes-Benz, all the while your family going back and forth to the very country from which you claim political refuge. Might you guys have lied on that old political asylum petition? Maybe we should add a charge of perjury to your list. After all, you're a thief. You're charged with theft. You're put on a terrorist watch list. Your son is charged with beating his girlfriends. Your other son is a pothead, and neither of them working or employed, traveling back and forth. Most Americans can't even afford a vacation. They're losing their homes. If they're lucky enough to have a job, they live check to check. The elderly choose between food and medicine. Servicemen and women are getting cuts in their benefits. And then, when hardworking Americans want to know how you guys can afford this, the governor of Massachusetts refuses to reveal what kind of taxpayer assistance your son Tamerlan got on the grounds of privacy. Privacy? What privacy? Governor, you take our money and you give it to this dirtbag and you want to protect his privacy? You want to protect his rights? He's dead. He's a terrorist. He has no rights. But then again, it's okay to invade my privacy and publish my name and where I live on an interactive map because I'm a lawful gun owner. And now, mother of jihadis, the Obama administration at breakneck speed rushes in a federal judge, stops the FBI in the middle of a high-value interrogation to arraign your son and shower him with even more rights. The right to remain silent, the right to an attorney, unparalleled medical care, all the protections of our Constitution. Why? Because the president and his buddy, Eric Holder, want the world to think better of us. They want the world to see American justice at its best. Really? They hate us. They chant death to America. They burn us in effigy. We give them billions and F-16s and armored tanks as they laugh their way to the bank and the airfield. And when they kill us, we don't even send in reinforcements like the four fighting in Benghazi. And we want them to like us? Honestly, I don't much care about what the world thinks of us or our criminal justice system. They come here to kill us, and we worry about what they think of us. I don't want to show the rest of the world how our system works. I honestly don't give a damn. And okay, mother of jihadis, they say you're planning on coming here. But hope springs eternal, and maybe the system will work, and that watch list you're on will stop you. But I imagine they'll let you in. And if they do, I can only pray that they'll activate that outstanding bench warrant against you for larceny. And what's that? You can't afford an attorney? Too damn bad. And I have an idea. You and your son should be stripped of your citizenship, tried in a military tribunal in Guantanamo. Lady, you shouldn't be allowed here. We don't want you here. We should not be required to breathe the same air as you. We should not be required to suffer the indignity of your presence.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was your judge. Judge.
You know,
Jeanine.
I know who Jeanine, Judge Jeanine Pirro is. After hearing that, I know. She has on the CW network, she has her show.
I love that woman. And you're right. I do know who she is, and which I believed everything she said, and she said it from the heart. She wasn't politically correct. She wasn't trying to mince her words. She was talking as a human being and an American. And that's what happens with our society when we try to be politically correct. We send mix messages to people because they're always into the innuendo. And you cannot be politically correct in a society. The society has so many differences that it's almost impossible, and there's no rules to it. The only thing we could do is be who we are. I keep going back to Alabama when Governor George Wallace was running, and he was really a big fan of the Jim Crow law. And he was a racist. He was a lot of injustices to the minorities, and especially the black community. He was up for election, and he won. And they found out that majority of the people who voted for him were not the white people, but the black people voted for him. And they asked these guys. They said, "You already know his reputation. You know what he stands for. Why did you vote for him?" And the black people said, "We know who he is. We're worried about the next guy." So, you know, and so what I'm saying to you, what does that mean? That means sometimes this political correctness is a lot of bullshit. It's bullshit because you don't know where people are coming from, because they're trying to tiptoe around certain events not to upset anybody. And when you speak, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to upset someone. President Obama just happened to said to a lady, a district attorney, "You're the best-looking district attorney I've ever seen." And all of a sudden, it upset half the people of the world with their own, "Well, that's not right," because he wasn't politically correct. He shouldn't have said that. It's offensive. So I am not politically correct. I do call you guys morons if you have a business and you don't use this tool. I'm not going to sell myself to you. I'm just going to tell you this is a service we provide. I am like that. Kelly is constantly, I cannot tell you how many times, "Brian, please be a little bit more sensitive. Brian, please be a little politically correct." You'll hear Carrie. Carrie won't say it. Carrie just go. She'll just breathe. But you know where I'm coming from. That's the thing. Whether you like me or you don't, you know where I'm coming from. I'm coming from this spot. I could be politically correct, and you'll have no idea where I'm coming from. I guess, wonderful. If I like something, you know I like something. If I don't, you know it sucks. Don't watch this trailer. It sucks. You're a filmmaker? Go back to working in a car wash. You'll never make it. You're crap. But at least you know where I'm coming from. And I have to apologize, and Kelly just informed me. The reason we're not getting a lot of calls today is because people are having trouble calling in on Blog Talk, and they can't call in. There's some kind of technical glitch that is happening. Am I correct, Kelly?
Yeah. I've had a couple people say that they were trying to get in, and that 818 number, I know who that was now, and they can't get through either. So I told them Skype. We'll see if that works.
Yeah, what I want to do is let everybody know that Skype, a lot of people wanted to call in, and then they're saying, "Hey, Brian,
how did they
dial
in through Skype?"
Well, what you do is you go on your Skype, and Skype you can make calls. You make free calls. Just call us on 646-595-3032, and you can get on. Just like you're making a regular phone call. You can do that on Skype. It's free calls. And I call Blog Talk, and they say, "Tell them to use Skype if you can't get through." And it's free call, so that means you guys are on cell phones and all that stuff, and you're saying, "I can't keep calling the show, Brian, because I got, you know, this bill." Now go to Skype. Call on Skype. Call the show on Skype. And you'll be able to get through, and it's not going to affect your phone bill whatsoever. So that's one of the reasons, Carrie. See, it's not that we're not popular. It's that they can't get through. I'm so popular.
Well, that's good, though, but, you know, at least now we know.
Well, it is.
I mean, we use Fridays when we get our most calls, and today where they're, like, ignoring us, and it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, not even that. That's odd.
Yeah, well, now that I know that they're having problems calling in and it's Blog Talk, we can feel a little better, can't we? I mean, I'm sorry that you guys are having a hard time.
Yes, we can feel a lot better.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sorry you're having a hard time. But still listen. I still look at the ratings. Let's go back to my favorite judge. Let's go with our roundtable. Miss Kelly Corbin, who is righteous and moral and PC and yay, womanhood and power.
Well,
burn my bra, please.
I didn't get to listen to all of it because I was trying to figure out how to tell these people how to do Skype. I was answering my mail, so I didn't catch it all. So I apologize.
Oh, that's fair enough.
And
thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we have a 979 number. I wonder if that's Max. Now, everybody, shh. Let's use our quiet voice. We don't want to
sneak up on
people. Yeah. Quiet voice. Shh. Be very, very quiet. 979, you're on the friendly network of Brian the Hammer Jackson, where everything is wonderful and roses.
Okay, now it makes me wonder what I missed. I'm going to have to go listen to the archive.
It's Max. There you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, Max Ivy, how are you, sir? Did you have a problem getting in, Max?
No. My mom decided to make taquitos for everybody, and I wanted to get mine before they disappeared. So
that's pretty good. Well, Max, I want to let
considering my new healthy eating style, it's like ice cream for most people. So I didn't want to miss. You know.
I don't blame you. If she lived next to me, the show would have had a really short play period because I would be over there right now eating some tacos and taquitos with you. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. Today I weighed in at 298 pounds. So
wow.
For the first time,
awesome.
So for the first time since I was in junior high school, I weigh less than 300.
Wow. Awesome, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I think the weight loss team is cheering you on. There you go. Max, you are the biggest loser.
Well, at least you didn't call me the weakest link. But, you know, that's something that business people should remember, is that as a group, the small business owners, we take very poor care of our health.
Yeah.
You know, and poor health, poor lack of sleep, poor diet, all those things can lead to you not getting the success in your business that you really want. So, you know, I consider it that's why I mentioned it on your show, even though it is, you know, this is a Small Business Friday, so.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm glad you're right. It is true. I have gained 25 pounds. I have not exercised one bit. I have been working hard and hard, but by the time I look at the time, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I go to sleep. I may get 4 hours of sleep. Kelly will wake me up with her sweet little voice. Get up, you son of a bitch. You're on. And then I got to get up. That's my alarm clock. Thank you, Kelly. But you're
maybe
right.
Maybe we could get you a little hamster wheel you could run on during the show.
I should. Well, you know, that's a good point because, you know, walking can really help. And, you know, when you're a business owner, sometimes you need to get away. Just take a little walk, and you're actually right. Exercise, go to the gym at lunch hour. You'd be surprised how productive you can be the second hour.
Exactly. And
so, tell me what's going on with you, Mr. Max.
All right. This morning I found out that the buyers of the carousel are coming next week from Australia to bring the money and pick up the ride and get it loaded into containers so they can take it back home with them. So I'm thinking that in the next 2 weeks I should have that sale finally closed and get my commission on it, which is, as I've told you before, about twice what I made last year from the one sale. So I'm really looking forward to next week now.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and I thought I had the remote control boats sold, but that sale fell through. But the good news there is I had three other people waiting in line to buy this, to buy that attraction. So the owners are speaking with the next guy in line this morning. So I fully expect that piece to be sold. So, you know, even that's not bringing me down. I'm having a great week. You know.
Good.
And Family Entertainment Center contacted me from Kansas through LinkedIn, and I am currently trying to get them together with the owner of a train and the owner of a Tilt-A-Whirl. So I could end up getting three sales out of just the one connection. The man's name is Eric Weigand. He's not the owner of the FEC. He's a member of LinkedIn who's unemployed. He thought I might be able to help him find work, and he sent me a connection request. And then after we got connected and started talking, he said, you know, I've got some friends who own a family entertainment center. They're expanding. And he sent them my contact information. And like I said, it looks like they're going to buy three pieces. So always got to keep expanding your social media networks, you know.
You are fantastic. And, Max, I have to apologize to you. There was a person on who promised to hook you up with a hot dog cart. And I really have to apologize to you about that. I know when you hear people on our show, and especially on our show, because you do know, with all the rhetoric and not the PC talk, you do know we have quality. We do have credibility. And I really appreciate people thinking that we do, because we try to give you that. And so when somebody on our show says, you know, I can hook you up with a hot dog cart or something that pertains to your business, it gets you excited, because it's a good lead. It gets a person excited. And it doesn't come to fold. I feel responsible for it because the person said that on my show. So I will apologize for that.
That's as far as you need to go, because we're friends. We've been doing this for about 3 months now. And that's just the nature of the way things are. I've had people call me all excited that they wanted to buy something. Shoot, it just happened 2 days ago. I thought a man was going to drive in and buy a small kids train in Indiana this weekend. And I get him and the owner together, and they have a couple of phone calls, and we're thinking he's, you know, already in his truck headed down the road from New York, and it turns out, no, he ain't. So it's just the nature of the way things are when you're trying to sell stuff. So I appreciate the apology, but, you know, it's not really necessary between friends. So don't worry about it. And if somebody does come on the show and they, you know, they think I can help them, I'll be glad to help them, whether I make a sale from it or not. You know, you never know where the contact or the connection will lead. You know, I may help him, I may not help him, but somebody else may go, you know, he was so friendly and he really tried to help that guy, so maybe I ought to ask him. So it's all an investment in the future. Everything you do, whether it gets you a sale today or not, you have to have the attitude that it was good for you. It served a purpose. It was part of the process. You know, that's just the positive attitude
really
you have
nice
to have
of
if
you.
You're in business for yourself. So don't worry about it. I'm not worried
that's
about
really,
it.
Yeah, it's really nice of you. It's really nice of you. And Max is a humble man, but let me tell you something. The Midway Marketplace, helping people buy, sell, and trade new and used amusement, concessions, confections, equipment, also offering appraisals and a wealth of links to the amusement industry. Anywhere from, like we mentioned before, a hot dog cart to restaurant to equipment to amusement equipment, to confections and concessions, any equipment that really has to do with serving the public.
Yeah.
Max,
and if you have a
mm-hmm.
product, like if you're making prepackaged food items in your house or your garage or whatever, if you print or embroider T-shirts, if you sell insurance, there's a lot of needs that need to be met by people in the amusement industry, from parks to carnivals to circuses to party rental companies. And if you can meet one of those needs, then I would love to hear from you. I offer free links to people that supply the industry. Those are text links, and they're free. and it can help people find other people that come on your show. I mean, because we all got to help each other.
And this is what the small business, we changed the name to Financial Business Day, because we're going to up the adding. We're going to have financial planners on. We're going to have mortgage bankers on. We're going to have people in the industry with building your credit. So we're going to up it. So these are going to be our guests in the coming weeks, in the coming days. Every week we do this. So we're upping our small business week. We're kind of growing more. And so the heart of the small business will always be our heart. But we're also going to give them some tools, too, because they are in business. And so by interviewing financial planners, mortgage bankers, people who are in stocks, people who are in financial institutions that can also give whether hints about in bankruptcy, hints about what you can do, what program you can get on, maybe the government supplies certain things to small businesses, we're going to get that more aware to help the small business. We're growing, and next week we're going to do it. It's going to be called the Financial Business Day. And we're still going to be doing the small businessman, but we're going to give them the tools and maybe some of the advantages that they don't know that they can use to succeed. So we're going to do our best, and I want to thank you.
That's
you are
great.
Our heart.
That's great news. I'm glad to hear it. So I will still be welcome back next week.
Your family.
Of
we
course.
Can't kick you out.
Well, you never can tell. You know, you know the old line. You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family. So you know, I just you know, wasn't sure how many people you were going to still have time for next week. So that's all. Because I look forward to doing this. You know, this is like my abundance. I'm trying to think what they call it. But basically, this is the time of the week when I think about how good the week's been, and I think that next week will be better because I'm coming on the show again. So,
oh, bless your heart. And thank you. No, you're always number one. You're our heart, Max. You are our heart.
Okay.
You are our success. You are our friend. And that's one thing we don't do. We value friendship, and we value people supporting us as well as we support them. That will never change.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And let me know if there's anything I can do to help. And
Just being you and letting us know how good you're doing every week, letting us know the services that we're providing is helping you, and letting us know that you're still family with us, that's all you need to provide. We'll take care of the rest. And I want to thank Max, too. Max is a proud sponsor of the Brian and Hammer Jackson Show. He's been sponsoring us now for the last 3 months. And his sponsorship has kept us on the air. And we are indebted to Max. We do love Max. And he has a great product. Again, it doesn't cost you anything to check out MidwayMarketplace.com. Anything that you have, any instrument or equipment that serves the public, go to Max. He doesn't charge you a consultation fee. He can tell you the value and where to go with it if you're going to sell it. Am I correct, Max?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. If I think that I have a market for them, I will definitely help them sell it through the Midway. But if I don't, I will do my best to find them the best place to get the most money for whatever it is that they have available. So
there you go.
Yeah, no consultation fee, no charge for visiting the website, no charge for sending me an email. I only get paid when I sell something.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's pretty good because even when I sell something. I'm sorry, go ahead, Max.
MidwayMarketplace.com, 979-215-1770, Maxwell@MidwayMarketplace.com. And I welcome any of the business owners that are on hold or that call in to send me a connection request on LinkedIn or a friend request on Facebook. We may not have our businesses may not seem like they have much in common, but you never know when we might be able to help each other.
There you go. Maxwell, did you give your phone number out one more time? And did you give your email out?
979-215-1770, Maxwell@MidwayMarketplace.com. MidwayMarketplace.com.
And you gold digger women out there, Max will see you if you kind of weigh 105 pounds, looking good. None of those fat, ugly gold diggers.
Hey, now.
Hey.
What are you?
Hey,
what does she have to worry about?
Oh, well, Carrie's beautiful and Kelly's beautiful.
That's what I meant. Why were they complaining?
Because they like to hit me. It makes their day.
We always stick together.
Okay. I see.
See, you know,
hey,
pretty women like you.
Have my most current. Do y'all have my most current picture on the profile thing on the Anarchy page?
Do I have your no? Can you send that to Carrie, because we got to put that up there.
Yeah, I'll send that to Carrie. I'm told that I've lost a whole person that I look really good, so I'd like to get the picture out wherever I can get it out. So They say I look much more professional and trustworthy now too. So.
Well,
you know
sure
that's
you're...
not right. Well, how come just because you've lost weight makes you more trustworthy?
They say I look more professional.
He looks
huh?
more professional. You don't see Larry the Cable Guy in an office in a suit.
No, you don't, because he's supposed to be out working.
Get her done.
That's right.
Get her
done. You're a good-looking man, Max, and you can, again, appear on our website, actorsbreakdown.com. There's a link. Go to our blog. Go to the link to Small Business Man, and you can go directly to Max's site. He's also appearing at Match.com for skinny women who are looking for good-looking men who are successful.
I like that last part. I like it when people call me successful. I like that. So.
Well, you are. You are, my friend. And thank you so much, Max, for coming on, because we look forward to you. You heard Carrie earlier. You hit Carrie and Kelly. Kelly earlier, where is Max? We worry when you don't come on.
Well, I knew I had to come in or I would get emails or phone calls, so I just got in a little late. So
You would.
Yeah, I know. Y'all be looking for me. Y'all be wondering what happened to me. So, I'll be back next week, and that is unless the sale closes, and then I might be. I don't know. I can't go anywhere outside the U.S. to as a vacation or nothing, because I don't have a current passport. So who knows where I'll be next week?
Well, don't worry. We'll just call wherever
I'm at.
Awesome.
Thank you. Or don't make us call the NSA to find out where you are, but thank you. You call the show wherever you are. Max,
you mean
my
the
friend.
NSA is watching?
Oh, they're watching and they're listening. That's how I got big numbers.
Oh, okay. I appreciate it. You're a good friend, and you make me smile, and you help the website. Traffic numbers are still up. The rankings are still good, so I'll be looking forward to next week.
You got it, buddy. Have a great weekend. And that's Max Ivey with MidwayMarketplace.com. Visit the website again. If you have any kind of equipment that serves the public, go to actorsbreakdown.com, hit the blog. You can go to small businesses, and you read all about Max, and you can hit the link, and you're connected right to him. He's a great guy. He's a detailed guy. He will sit there, talk to you, and make you feel that you have a chance to sell whatever equipment you have. And if he can't do anything about it, this is how good Max is. If he can't do anything, he will give you other areas where you might be helped. This is what we do. We network with small businessmen. Thank you very much, Max. Have a great weekend, my friend. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special treat. This man is the most wanted man in Siberia. The Russians have kicked him out because he just talks all the time. They don't care if they want to tell about his secret. He's just talking, 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 talking. North Korea loves him so much that they named a missile after him, the Chad. Boy, I get no laughs whatsoever. Boy, when I die, I die. Let me open
yeah,
up Kelly's mic. Kelly will give me a polite laugh, Kelly.
Oh, see, I was laughing.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't know you
laugh.
Had me.
That's how bad I am. This man gets more ass than a toilet seat. Nothing. Whoa, I'm dying here. Right now, I would welcome
a
heckler.
Let's bring on a professional.
Right now, I would even welcome a heckler so I can just have somebody to talk to. That's how bad I am. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Mr. Chad Fisher. Hello, my friend. They love Chad, or they're just applauding that I'm shutting the hell up.
There you go.
All right, yeah, you ruffians. Chad, welcome to the show. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, buddy. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. There's a lot of stuff going on, obviously. You just alluded to some of it with the NSA, because I've been following that pretty closely, and it's been hilarious as shit. I was just reading this article on CNN, and they said something to the effect of, you know, if everyone, I'm sure everyone is aware that we found out this week that the NSA is, like, logging every single phone conversation that's taking place in America. And the FBI director, I think his name is Robert Mueller, he said just this week, a couple of days ago, he said that if this was conducted properly, it possibly could have helped detect the 9/11 hijacker, which is funny as fuck to me because they're saying that tapping phones could have prevented that, but didn't we see that they were getting report after report after report, and they just ignored the shit? They're like, oh, well, we just needed one more thing. If we could have tapped those phones, then we could have stopped it. You know, it's like, no, Bush was – even watched, like, a very conservative film, like Fahrenheit 9/11, which doesn't even really go into the corruption and everything like that as well.
Sure.
But it's a decent investigation on 9/11, and you'll see that they received so many different reports time and time again. And so that's, like, one thing that's getting lost in the shuffle, I think, is that everyone's saying, like, oh, well, national security. It's like, okay, let's be honest. When they do have information, they don't do shit anyway, you know? Let's be honest.
they don't accomplish anything anyway.
We give them all the information in the world, they're still going to fuck shit up.
And, you know, Chad, can you imagine? There's three, I don't know the stats, I'm going to guess, 3.2 billion people in this world, maybe. Can you imagine
like
them
eight,
listening?
But yeah.
Can you imagine them listening to every conversation, every minute, every hour, every day?
I know. I was thinking about that earlier. Like, how do they log phone sex? You know, if you're like, is that just on the page? He said something like that, followed by a burst of energy, and then a nap.
Oh yeah. But you know who? You know. And an app, I like that. But you know who's crying the loudest? If you notice this, these morons usually shut their mouths. But as soon as this NSA came out, who's crying the loudest is the politicians.
Yeah.
The politicians are freaking the hell out. Like, they don't really know. I mean, it's public knowledge that, again, I was telling people earlier this week, you don't own your conversation. Your conversation on the phone is not private. You are renting the telephone company's communication system. They store your conversation. So if a cop wants to say 4 years ago, in the communication system, the Verizons, your Ma Bells, your telephone companies, they made a deal with the government for immunity or with evading the Privacy Act. So the government can come in. Uh-huh. And they can say, hey, you know, this guy, this cop, he wanted to kill his wife. Now, mind you, here's the double-edged sword. It's not really admissible in court. So,
yeah.
And then there's a law in California, I don't know about the rest of the country, that says if you're going to record somebody, you have to announce, well, I'm going to record you, and that's the only way it's legal. But people don't understand that some people don't even own their own phones. It's leased by Verizon or T-Mobile, whatever. You're paying monthly for it. But they can go in And if you're doing something wrong, they can go in. And I have never seen a case this way. I have seen murderers. I have seen people. O.J. Simpson, I wish they monitored his phone. Then we would know the truth. You know, well, let's pick up a record of how he threatened Nicole a week before he killed her.
Yeah,
so you know,
I understand your point, but at the same time, I think that, you know, when you go to the fundamental aspect of this issue, still at the very same time, those companies, even though they are creating something and creating a service, they're using resources from the earth that belong to everyone. You know what I mean? I don't understand how someone can just claim shit and be like, oh, it's ours, you got to pay for it now. You know what I mean? Like, they're using resources from the earth that are common heritage. They're just as much mine as they are anybody, you know? And they're, like, I just read the other day that Nestle, the company Nestle, they were buying, like, something like 100 million liters of water from this, lake or stream or something like that. They bought 100 million liters of water, and they paid $3.71 for it, okay? And then they turn around and sell bottles of that for $2, you know? And so they're marking their product up 53 million%. And so that water is, you know, they don't own, you can't own water, you know what I mean? Like, this is a natural occurrence in the Earth's atmosphere. This water is being recycled over and over again. And they're ass pounding people real good, you know what I'm saying, with the price. It's a 53 million% hijack on the price. That's absurd.
Yeah. Well, you bring up a point. In California, there's a commercial called Arrowhead Water Commercial, and it always shows them dipping a bottle into a spring, a mountain spring. And what you're saying is like, why don't I just drive up to the mountain and put a jug in there? And then they dip it in there, and then they sell it for $1.99.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute, this was a mountain spring that was free and everything, and so you're going to own this and capitalize on – I hear what you're saying. Hey, listen, we're really short on time, and I want to get this in here.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So I just wanted to introduce this, if I can, if that's cool. We're going to show the prank call, I'm assuming, right here.
Right, I have it all taken care of. Let me see right here. I'm going to make sure I got it correct. Thanks to Kelly being as good as she is. The Congress pre-final.
Yeah. So what this is, that's just a working title, but so the name of this skit is just a prank. This is just a prank call to a congressman's office in California, and the basic idea is that. This prank call album that I'm coming out with, it's tentatively titled Attacks on Authority, and I basically try to go after, you know, perceived authority figures and institutions in this country. Like, this one is a prank call to Congress. I have some of the prank calls to banks, you know, the financial industry, army recruiters as well. I also do, like, a prank call to a flower store, which has no political basis whatsoever. I was just goofing off, but that's hilarious as well. But so there's 9 new prank calls as of right now, but this is one that we're going to debut as me prank calling a congressional aide, I guess, someone that works for them, and just being very satirical and silly and everything like that. So I'm sure everyone will enjoy it. It's awesome. I'm very proud of it so far, yes.
Let's give it a listen, everybody. This is the great Chad Fisher. Here we go.
Richard, how may I help you?
Hey, how's it going?
Going good. How about you, sir?
Not too bad, Richard. Got your name right, Richard?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. That's my dad's name, actually.
Oh.
I like that name.
Well, thank you.
I was just calling in if I could just put in a little something on the little suggestion box. If that's okay. Basically, I think that some people have too many freedoms. But, I mean, just the other day, I saw someone walking down the street. I stopped. I said, where are you guys going? They said, I don't know, anywhere we want. I thought, that's not right. They shouldn't be allowed to just do that. You know? And then I saw someone the other day that was opening up a lemonade stand, and I thought, you know, that should be unconstitutional or something. They shouldn't just be allowed to open up lemonade stands. How come? I bet they're not filing taxes for that lemonade stand. You know? Wouldn't you say?
Well, that's an interesting point of view that you have.
I'm obviously not the only one. I mean, there's been a couple of lemonade stands that have been justifiably shut down recently. I don't know if you've seen that in the news, but they're going around arresting people, chickening them and stuff. And I thought, we need to do that here in California. You know, this is baloney. The government needs to get a piece of everything. They need to get a piece of that lemonade stand. That's not fair. How would they get – they wouldn't have got those lemons if it weren't for the government. They think they just grow on trees or something. They don't. The government builds those trees. Am I right, Richard, or what? You agree?
Oh, well, I'm not too sure, actually. That's interesting, that way that you see that.
Yeah, I just think people have gotten too comfortable. You know, we're just a bunch of pansies. We need to buckle up. How else are we going to win all these seven wars that we're in if people don't start buckling down and getting down to business and stop dicking around and opening up lemonade stands? You need to start training in the woods, right? I just think that so far the congressman's doing a pretty good job of limiting these freedoms, because it's just getting out of control here. I mean, I can just see a gang fight erupting any day now with these people walking up and down the streets, coming and going as they damn well please. You know, they need to be clocking in and out or something like that. Why aren't they at work? You know, they should be at work. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I wasn't at work, but I mean, they should have been, for crying out loud, right? I mean, that's just BS. They can't just be walking around acting like they own the damn place, you know? I mean, this don't belong to them. It belongs to those that we put in office. I heard some freak liberal say the other day, he said, well, you know, God created the earth. Everyone should get their own peace for free. And I thought, get out of town. Who builds the roads? What would you drive on if it weren't for congressmen? Where would you get that, those clothes and that paycheck, okay? Sure, you might have a little bit more money if government didn't exist, but I mean, I'm glad to pay for someone else's ticket. You know, I'm glad to pay for their meal ticket. I have no problem paying for a senator to take off 150 days a year. He should be allowed to do that. He's a senator for a reason.
There's another constituent online. Can I'll be sure to go ahead and ask your concern. Would you like to leave a name or anything?
I just want to make sure, you know, I just want to make sure that this is getting through to people. You know, I mean, I'm just sick and tired of people walking around doing whatever they please, you know? So, I mean, I don't know if you could tell the senator this. I'm sure he's busy. If he's not too busy doing coke off the calves of $100 strippers, you know, just let him know that I think we got too many freedoms, and to enjoy his vacation this weekend. I heard he's taking another one, so tell him enjoy that.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a great day, Richard. I appreciate it.
Bye, you too.
Bye-bye.
You got some big balls there.
I love it.
That was good. That was good.
Oh, I love it. Oh, Chad Fisher, the king of prank calls. I love it. I like his voice. Well, yes, I take it up. Yes. Uh-huh. Well, I don't know. That's interesting.
There's some really interesting ones. That was a really good one. I actually have one more that's a prank call to Congress. The girl kind of knew pretty early, though. She was, she was adept at that, I guess. But there's also some prank calls to Army recruiters, which is hilarious as well. I prank called one Army recruiter and asked him if I can get a Grand Prix, a Pontiac Grand Prix, for signing up and everything. So, there's a lot of good stuff coming out, like, for sure. But that's the first one that I've edited right there.
Oh, that is funny. Tell everybody where they can – I'm a fan. Tell everybody where they can go find these calls, Chad. I mean, they should enjoy it. It's hilarious.
Yeah, for sure. So that was the – I just finished recording this on Monday. And so I'm still working on the album, but that's the debut track right there. And it'll be up online by the end of the weekend. Actually, I just debuted it right here live on your show, Brian. You get the first dibs, buddy.
Wow. But, thank you, sir.
Yeah. You guys are special.
I love
it. Yeah, so.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure. I would like to debut another one next week as well, if that's possible.
Please do. I consider it an honor and a privilege, and I love it. I'm a big fan. Please do.
Thank you very much. And so, you can go to so these aren't available just yet, but they will be available on my website, which is chadfishercomedy.com, or on my YouTube page, which is youtube.com/chadfishercomedy. All that stuff's on there. You can find me on Facebook, Chad Fisher Comedy as well. And I post stuff on there as well. I'll post the new skits on there as well. But, yeah, we'll take you another one next week for sure. And I'm sure people enjoy it. Like I said, there's 9 of them. There might be 10 with, like, a bonus track or something. So, yeah, it's tentatively titled Attack on Authority. And I'm really looking forward to hearing everybody's reaction.
Wow. I'm going to put it up on our blog, too. That's Chad Fisher, everybody. I mean, one of the best. One of the best. I tried to do one. This was about maybe a month ago. Kelly's already laughing because I always fail at these things horribly. I tried to prank the white supremacist party. I tried to get in, and they found me out pretty quickly. I think I was too radical for them. But,
that's a great idea.
Oh, I tried. But you know what? I want to thank them because I get courtesy sheets every weekend. And thank you guys for sending me.
Because they're proud of their thoughts and everything. They cover their face.
Exactly. I put my legs through the little holes for the eyes and everything. It's really nice comforting in bed, especially in the wintertime.
Yeah. It has to be that, right? Because they're not doing it like out of pure intimidation factor, because that's... Who the hell's intimidated by a dude wearing a damn sheet? You know, I'm like, get the hell out of here. What the fuck are you, a damn conehead, tree, walking tree or something? Shit.
Exactly.
Not scary at all.
Especially when they're older people, because now they're like 60 and 70, and there's pee stains all over it. I mean, it's just disgusting.
Yeah. But they also double as a diaper.
There you go. Can you imagine that being a... Hey, that could be a Ku Klux Klan kind of sex underwear, right? You're just going to...
Yeah.
If they decide to go in a black neighborhood, they just make sure they wear the white diaper so they don't know who they are.
Yeah, there you go. You can put some holes right down by the pleasure area. The eye holes.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Chad Fisher is a professional. Please do not prank anybody if you're not a professional. Chad.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that, honestly. I'll be honest, there's been many times, you know, in my younger days when I was a little, when I was more fearless,
uh-huh.
I used to prank call the police, like, almost, like, weekly, you know, like, I was seriously, when I was younger, that was, like, a fun night for me, was, like, get drunk by myself and prank call the police, and I'd record it, and I just thought it was hilarious, man, and I don't even think I would dream of doing that now, because I don't know if I'm older and wiser or if I was just incredibly stupid back then. But those are hilarious.
That
you can check those out on my website and my YouTube page as well.
That is funny. When I first started Blog Talk, I'm a big fan of pranking. I'm not good at it. So I said, okay, since I started Blog Talk, I'm going to go prank some Blog Talk shows. So, like an idiot, I went into this woman's thing, and I acted the worst fool ever. And I go, I'm giggling, ha ha, I got away for her, I'm listening for my name, ha ha. And then, this guy, all of a sudden I hear, we know who you are, Brian the Hammer Jackson. When you come into the Blog Talk, your name is all over the place. We have your number. I go, oh, shit. So I said, I'm not a professional. I'm going to leave this up to Chad.
There you go. But I think it stems, like, my ability to do it, I think it stems, like, when I was younger, that was one thing that I used to always do with my friends, is we would just mess with people all the time, you know, like playing different characters. Maybe that was just me, you know, but I used to always mess with people, like, in person usually and stuff like that. You'd be surprised if you're, you know, socially adept enough, you can get away with a lot if you know how to read people. A case in point of that is check out the skit I did, Nick Putnam, Taking to the Streets. It's about a senator walking down South Congress here in Austin and attempting to get votes from the constituents. And I just act like a jackass, you know. But you'll find that there's a lot of cool people out there. There's a lot of funny people that don't mind, even if they know they're a part of something that's, you know, a joke. They'll go along with it sometimes. But then also you'll get people that don't realize it. And that's what's hilarious, is those interactions when people don't want to be involved and they're assholes and stuff. It's hilarious. But you have to read people right. You see what you can get away with. Because there's been a few times when I've done prank calls, and they called me out pretty quick, you know, or just hung up on me flat out. So
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've had that. I want to get your spin. I know you're a very busy man. We have stories we didn't get to all week, and we try to clean it up. And I'm going to give a, you know, see, there's some titles here. And let's play word association. These are actual stories. In fact, I got something even funnier. Let's play a game called These Are Actual Laws, Chad. These are real laws that are on the books. These are real laws that are on the books, and you can get arrested for it. And I would like your comment on some of these laws. And Carrie played with us before. Do you guys remember?
Yep.
Okay. And Carrie was surprised at some of the laws. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you call out a state.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you about some of the wackiest laws they have in the book, and I would love to hear your comment on them. You ready?
Yeah, for sure. Let's go with Mississippi.
Okay, let me pull that up, because you'd be surprised. These are real laws that you can get arrested. Let me see. I'm going to pull it up right now. Give me a minute. Chad, tell anybody while I pull this up, are you appearing anywhere right now? Are you getting ready? That album is coming out. When will it be ready?
Yeah.
And
so,
where is it going
to
be prepared?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Yeah, I'm working on the album right now. I'm working on editing it. A lot of people, just to let people know, I'm a one-man show, so everything I do from production to writing to editing to acting to everything, every aspect of it, audio, everything, I do all myself. And so it takes me a little bit longer to pump stuff out and everything like that because I don't have a team of any sort. But I'm editing the album right now. I hope to have it up by within a week, week and a half, the full album. And so I have that coming out, and then I'm going to be doing some stand-up here in Austin, which I'll let everyone know as soon as I confirm the dates and whatnot. And then I'm also going to be performing at the Zeitgeist Media Festival out in Los Angeles the first week of August, August 4th. And I'll be doing some stand-up. I might be also debuting a skit there as well. But so that's what's going on now. I also want to I'm also going to be filming a new skit with them. As soon as I get done with the prank call album, it's going to be working on a new skit. Tentatively going to be working on Crack Babies Incorporated, which I've talked about on the show before. It's going to be hilarious, of course. But and so, yeah, the prank calls, then a skit, and then getting back into stand-up for sure.
Well, I would love to do that. You know, as of 3 days ago, the Anarchy Network is up. And with the Anarchy Network, think of it as, I don't know what you can think of it as. HBO channels, pay-per-view, and we're looking for content. And what this channel does, it's no lie, there's no underlying things. We're out front. Professional people need to get paid. This is a channel where, let's say, hypothetically, and this is an invitation to Mr. Chad Fisher, if Chad Fisher puts on a comedy special, we would love to put that on our Anarchy Network where you can see it. It's like a pay-per-view thing. You know, you go to tickets, Chad. When you go to see, you got to buy tickets. You buy a ticket, and you can view Chad's HBO, or this case will be the Anarchy comedy special featuring Chad Fisher. We are providing these services for independent movies, filmmakers to put their movies up there so they can go box office and actually get some money in return. It's a regular box office receipt, and you get paid for your services or your product. We're doing right now the festival channel. The festival channel is our baby. All those stuff that people are entering, festivals, shorts, documentaries, web series, whatever, we have a festival channel, just like a regular film festival. You load up there. We'll tell you when your festival or your picture is debuting, June 24th. You can sell tickets to your festival to see your movie, or the ticket can be connected to four other comedies or shorts with it. So when they buy the ticket, you'll get a little bit of something-something in your pocket because you own the rights. It's you get a commission. It's box office receipt. It goes into your pocket, too. That's what the Anarchy Network is about, Chad. And Carrie and Kelly, what do you guys think? Did I describe it correctly?
Yeah.
You did a good job. Sure did.
and we're really excited about it. And Chad, when you're finished with your album, we would love to have a comedy. We would love for you to launch comedy, our comedy channel, our comedy anarchy comedy pay-per-view, whatever you want to call it, Mr. Chad Fisher, featuring the best of his work. He is a great comedian. I love the guest. So you have a home, sir. And we can sell tickets for your debut, just like HBO, and we get you out there. What do you think, buddy?
That sounds great. I'm really excited. That sounds awesome. I think that, that's a perfect example of how I think that people producing, you know, independent things can help each other out. That's a great resource for all independent filmmakers and musicians and artists to have, I think, and just another example of how the internet is an amazing tool.
It is sure is, and thank you, sir. Now, you told me a state. Here we go. Did you say Missouri, or what state do you want to know about a crazy law?
Mississippi is fine.
Mississippi.
Somewhere in the south.
Here you go. Here's the law of Mississippi. Oh, it says, sorry, we don't have any laws here. I'm sure they exist, but we just don't have them. Jesus Christ, I've never seen that. All right, another state, please. I've never seen anything like that. Sorry, there's no.
We don't have any stupid laws.
I swear, that's what it says. Sorry, we don't have any laws here. And they apologize. I'm sure they exist, but we don't know about them. Those Mississippians.
How about Oklahoma?
Oklahoma. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. Jeez. Here we go, Oklahoma.
I've never seen it.
Here you go. In Oklahoma, violators can be fined, arrested, or jailed for making ugly faces at a dog. It's an actual law. If you make an ugly face at a dog in Oklahoma, you can be fined or arrested.
Fine, you better stay out of Oklahoma.
Is that
whoa,
like,
Kelly,
what a
boom. Oh, my God. Chad, did you hear that?
What
did
you
say,
Kelly?
Kelly says, well, Brian, you better stay out of Oklahoma. Wow.
I think that law probably stemmed from was the local sheriff finally getting tired of people making faces at his wife.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You've got feelings, too.
Oh, Jesus. You know, in my mind, I like to see the witnesses.
Yeah.
I like to see the guy go to court and the dog's there and go, well, here's the witnesses.
So ugly face, isn't that a subjective term? So, like, what constitutes ugly face? You know what I mean? Because technically you could just have Ellen DeGeneres walk up to one and it would be arrest time. But...
You know, you would be arrested really quickly. You just show a poster. But, yeah, it says ugly face. So if you stick your tongue out or you contort your face in any matter of at the dog and the dog finds you really offensive, he can actually have you arrested and fined.
Yeah, and who's going to file charges? Like, is it Tango or something?
I was highly offended.
Bullshit. I've had enough. I want some respect around here. Always walking around getting looked at all crazy and shit. You already need to learn a lesson or two. And who the hell does that in the first place? Like, what kind of person goes up to a dog and just like, you're a fucking idiot if you do that shit. Get the fuck out of here. What is wrong with your ass?
Well, that's the law. Here's another part of it if you live in Oklahoma. Females are forbidden from doing their own hair without being licensed by the state. That's
a
law.
You have to get government approval to put in a damn light bulb, you know.
If you catch a girl doing her own hair, they cannot do that. That's a law. They could be fined and they could be put in prison for that.
Wow.
I can see it now. What are you in here for, bitch? Crimping?
Pulling my hair.
I did one too many French braids. They threw me
exactly.
How many? So there has to be a limit. So you're not allowed to cut anybody's hair You know what I mean? They're like, so they're going to start asking me, like, where'd you get that haircut? They're like, oh, my auntie did it for me. They're like, oh, really? Where does that bitch live? Because she's going to jail. That's messed up.
That is true. That's the law. Here's another law. Dogs must have a permit signed by the mayor in order to congregate in groups of three or more on private property.
Dogs must have permit?
Dogs must have a permit. And it has to be Kelly. Kelly knows this because she goes to New Mexico and Oklahoma a lot. But it does say this. Dogs must have a permit signed by the mayor in order for them to congregate in groups of three or more on private property.
So,
can you imagine that? Three dogs. Hey, yeah. Well, we got a permit signed by the mayor. All right, you dogs,
like,
you can congregate.
The poor friend comes over, and they're like, all right, you're just going to have to stay on the other side of the fence. We're not going to jail over your ass.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, you're going to have to say, you got to pee by yourself over there and get away from us.
Yeah. Go over this bowl waiting for three.
And that's why you see when the police pull up and you see four dogs, they just run. They know they're committing a crime.
Yeah. Immediately.
That's the law. And here's another one in Oklahoma. And is it? Am I pronouncing this right, Kelly? In Bexley, Ohio, is an ordinance number 223 of September 9th, something 19, I don't know, whatever. It prohibits the installation and usage of slot machines in outhouses.
Jesus.
So you cannot put a slot machine in an outhouse, or else you can get arrested.
He's trying to get lucky twice. He's like, come on. Please.
I know. It puts a new meaning to playing craps.
Yeah, so someone did this at some point, obviously, you know. And it's ridiculous that someone did, but it's even more ridiculous that they make it a law, you know. They're just like,
they made it a law.
No one's been going to work. No one's been showing up on time because they've just been sitting in their outhouse playing slot machines. This has got to stop. Our production is going down, people. We need a mastership. The cornfields, they are sitting empty. They're rotting away. Get out of your outhouse and into your field.
Oh, can you imagine that?
It's either that or like casino owners were just like, you know, business has been down. It's just been terrible lately. And they're like, why is that? They're like, well, you want to know why? Because people are sitting at home playing slot machines in their outhouse. Why go to a casino when you can shit and play slots at the same time? I wouldn't need
it. Oh, my God.
But we have to lobby to make that a law.
We have to. You think that one's crazy? Remember, these are actual laws on a book. You want to hear this one? And this is in Oklahoma again, Kelly. Oklahoma. Here it is. It is illegal in Oklahoma. Kelly, because you could get arrested.
I'm not in Oklahoma. Why do you keep telling me this?
Because you visit Oklahoma a lot. Am I correct?
Okay.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that you're familiar with Oklahoma.
Okay, but quit insinuating I'm in Oklahoma. I'm not.
But don't take offense. That's not a bad state. I'm just
telling
you the law.
Well, wouldn't you be?
No. There's a musical about
the state.
Okay, let's
say Brian's in Oklahoma.
Okay, let's say I'm in Oklahoma. But it is illegal in Oklahoma to give liquor to a fish.
Damn.
You cannot get your fish drunk while you're fishing.
What if you just fill the bowl full of it? That's not giving it to him, technically.
But still, you're surrounding liquor from the fish. Do not put liquor around the fish. It is illegal.
Uh-oh. Be back.
It's a law. These are actual laws. Here's another one. Whale hunting is strictly forbidden throughout the entire state. Okay, I understand that. That's a good law. In Tulsa, whale hunting. You cannot hunt whales.
In Oklahoma?
Well, it says it.
Well,
and that's the white people.
Swimming on down the field, you are not.
Yeah, there's always a school of whales in Oklahoma. pod wheels are making a mess. It's true. In Oklahoma.
Okay, continue.
Okay, Kelly. In Tulsa, kisses lasting more than 3 minutes are forbidden. In Tulsa, kisses lasting more than 3 minutes are forbidden.
Why 3 minutes? That's like, damn, that's not even kissing. At like the 1 minute mark, it's not kissing. That's like preset at that point.
Exactly.
You know
I think that's what they really meant.
3 minutes.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I think that's what they meant. More than 3 minutes, that's not really a kiss. That's considered pre-sex, but go ahead. You're absolutely correct.
But even if you – so if you kiss for like 2 minutes and 59 seconds and then you stop for like 2 seconds and then you can go right back at it. They're like, no. They're like, all right, you two, come with us. They're like, no, we came up for air, motherfucker. Okay, you saw that, right? We came up. We're fine. Oh, okay, I forgot. You're right. All right. I'm counting now, though.
That is true.
You better have video to back it up.
These are actual laws. We have another one in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It is against the law to open a soda bottle without the supervision of a licensed engineer.
Jesus, are you serious?
You would have to have the supervision of a licensed engineer. You cannot open up a soda bottle without the supervision of a licensed engineer. It just tells you how the mentality and the education that the people in Oklahoma have. I mean, dogs cannot hang around together if it's more than three.
What was the deal on whale watching?
The whale watching, yeah. Where are they watching whales in Oklahoma?
Well, what else do they have to do?
Wow. Yeah, really. Hey, come to Oklahoma. Those are rad. Wow. Here
that's
we go, last
good
one. Exactly. Last one. It says Hawthorne, Oklahoma, in the state, that it shall be unlawful to put any hypnotized person in a display window. What? It's the law.
Well, in other words, you're stupid and you know it, but we can't tell anybody.
You can't display him in a window.
Jesus.
He's under hypnosis. Don't put him in the store window. I have 90 seconds. We'll go on with these laws. Since I have 90 seconds, I'm going to give them to my guest, Mr. Chad Fisher. I want to thank my friend, Midway Marketplace, Max Ivy, for coming on today. And again, visit his website at midwaymarketplace.com. I want to thank Chewbacca for making his personal appearance on the show today. I want to thank Carrie Brooks. I want to thank my executive producer, Kelly Corbett. And Mr. Chad Fisher, please, the floor is yours, my friend.
Awesome. Thanks, man. I'm just, like I said, I'm getting finishing up the prank call album and everything like that. People can expect that right very shortly. I did want to get one thing off my chest real quick. We've got, 50 or 60 seconds or so.
Sure, take your time.
Right
this
now,
podcast is set.
Okay, but right now in Austin, we've got this rock rally. It's like where a bunch of goofy-ass motorcycle riders get together and rev their engines and act like assholes all day long, and, like, cruise up and down the strip. But I've never been a fan of motorcycles because they're just so damn obnoxious, you know what I mean? It's so intrusive. It's such an intrusive sound. You know, like, how many times have you been at a restaurant, you're, like, sitting on the patio, and then you're enjoying, like, an engaging, intelligent, thought-provoking conversation with your friend, and some pea-brained-ass moron sees a crowd of pretty girls and thinks he's going to try and look cool by revving his engine up to fucking 50, you know? He's like driving by like, and it's like all conversation stops. You can't even friggin' concentrate at that point. You're like, Jesus Christ. Okay, what the fuck was I saying? And you can't even remember because this asshole just like totally took you out of your train of thought. And this guy, so to those people, first of all, girls don't like that, okay? Let me tell you that. And any girl that does like that, she's probably a dumbass hillbilly, so you don't want to be with her in the first place. But may I suggest an alternative to your small, dick, overcompensating, noise-polluting ass, okay? Instead of revving your engine like that and ruining everyone's thoughts and conversations within a quarter of a mile radius so you can satisfy your immature-ass need for attention, instead of doing that, why don't you, here's an alternative to all that, okay? Kill yourself. How about that? Let's do that. Seriously. Seriously. It's so annoying. Good God. Seriously, just walking anywhere in Austin right now, it's just, it's like, what the fuck is going on, man? Jesus, can y'all stop? And the thing is that if you got, there's like quiet motorcycles out there, but they don't do that because these assholes that don't get attention or have any other talent in the world, they're just like, oh, well, I'm going to be known for having a loud-ass fucking motorcycle and pissing everybody off. Like, great. Thanks, asshole. And so these guys are out measuring their egos and their penises this weekend. It's going to be a great time in Austin. This is why I stay inside for the next 4 days.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Chad Fisher. You are funny as hell, my friend. I can't wait for next week to hear some more of your prank calls. I am a fan. Kelly is a fan. She won't admit it, but she is.
Yes, I am. I'm not afraid to admit it.
No, I didn't mean Chad's fan. I mean a fan of prank phone calls.
Oh, yeah, I do find them funny.
Oh, okay, you do. Okay.
Uh-huh. Just
and,
when Chad does them.
I know. You laugh at me because I'm an idiot, but Chad is a professional.
Yep.
Well, my friend, Chad will be with us next week. And again, next week we're going to have our financial analyst, hopefully our business planner that will help you, our mortgage banker, our bankruptcy guy to help you put on, you know, tell you the ins and outs and how to get your credit rating up so you can purchase a house, with how to do it, how to get in, the roadblocks, right? A lot of people have on their credit and they don't know anything, but that's our show for today. Sunday we have the Sports Zone, and we'll have a special guest on the Sports Zone, and we're going to talk about sports from 9 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget the Anarchy Network. We're always debuting original films, original talent like Mr. Chad Fisher, web series, documentaries. Check out our festival channel. Get your movie out there. Get your name out there. I want to thank again Mr. Chad Fisher, everyone, and thank you so much, Chad, and I'm going to see you next week, my friend.
Yeah, for sure. Looking forward to it, Brian. Thanks for having me on, buddy.
Wait, anytime. You are the funniest guy I know. Check out his website. Go to YouTube. If they could put your name, could they Google you, Chad Fisher, and then they could get all your stuff? Would that be a shortcut?
Yeah, for sure. Just Google Chad Fisher Comedy. That'll be, and it's F-I-S-H-E-R. Just Google that. And you'll see, you know, a couple of my skits will pop up, the website, all that, for sure.
There you go. And that's going to do it for us for this segment of Brian the Hammer Jackson Show. So we are the voice of reason. We are not politically correct. We are socially correct. Kelly, what kind of music would you like to send us out on?
How about some, it's Friday, it's party time. Give us some party music.
Oh, party music. Well, you know what? I'll tell you, Chad Fisher is coming to L.A., isn't he?
Yeah. August 4th. Okay, I'll be there actually be there August 1st through the 6th, but I'm performing on the 4th. But, yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm going to chill in L.A. for a couple of days. It's always fun in L.A. It's also even better that I don't live there and I can just go in and get out. But I do enjoy visiting L.A. So, yeah, I'm going to be there for a couple of days, just chill. Hopefully you and I can get together, Brian. I think there was some talk of some cigars and some hookers, maybe, I guess.
You know what? Nothing better than smoking a phallic symbol and looking for women.
Yes.
The extension of our penises. We are smoking it, baby. I love it. You're coming in August. That's pretty soon. I would, I usually don't go outside because I'm a shut-in, but for you, Chad, I wouldn't miss it for the world. Being with you is going to be a party and an event. Are you kidding? Hookers I can't afford, but maybe we'll get some, you know, maybe we'll look at pictures of a dirty magazine. Yeah.
Yeah, trannies are cheap.
Well, we're going to do
yeah,
that.
We can get some Hustler magazine and go in an alley somewhere, you know, that'd be great.
Well, now you're talking, buddy. We'll see you guys next week on Brian the Hammer Jackson Show. This is for you, Chad. LA is waiting for you, buddy. Thank you, Kelly Corbin, great executive producer. And thank you. Yes.
You have a female coming on the Sports Zone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a what coming on the Sports Zone?
You have a female coming on the Sports Zone. She's a blogger from Sports Girls Blogging.
Oh, that's right. She was so nice to give us a write-up on her sports blog. She is coming on. Oh, I can't wait to interview her. She's a sportswoman. It's going to be very interesting, and the sexual tension is building. You can't miss that.
Oh, God.
I have to sell it, Kelly. I'll
keep you in line.
I have to sell it. I have to sell it.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, thank you.
What are you selling?
I have no idea, but I'm selling me having sexual attention with a person I never met who's a virtual blogger. Hey, the audience loves it. Tune in. This is for Mr. Chad Fisher. He's coming to L.A. And here it goes. And thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Everyone in yellow jerseys with the 2-4. Ain't that right? Best places to shop like Rodale Drive. Being clubbing is more than a hobby, it's a passion. Hollywood, where the lights constantly flashing. Chilling with your peers at the Santa Monica Pier. Love my city, so I live to die right here. 15 NBA titles, Magic, Kobe, bound to be your idol. 3/4 of the year, you ride with the top down in your car. Cruise Hollywood Boulevard, see everything.
Next week, and hopefully we'll see you in the Sports Zone. with our special guest. She's a female blogger. She knows her stuff and sports. You don't want to miss that. See you Sunday in the Sports Zone at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.